Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have the founder and the creator of the second annual, of the Prairie Pothole Music Festival, which takes place in Animoose or near Animoose. We have John Wardner joining us. And John, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking the time today, John, and joining us here on Let's Talk. Now, I say Animoose, you know, it's kind of a trip away from Jamestown, but definitely something to check out. The Prairie Pothole Music Festival, which is going to be going to its second year, and this caught my eye, and I definitely wanted to get John on to talk about this. So, John, for our listeners, tell us a little bit about the Prairie Pothole Music Festival and kind of how you came about creating this.
Yeah, it's going to be located just about 6 miles straight north of Animoose, North Dakota. It's a thing I've been doing for quite some time now. The official name didn't change until 2 years ago. Before this, it was actually called Piso Stock. Mm. It's kind of a nickname I have, and a bunch of my buddies would get together at my family's lake cabin up at Brush Lake, North Dakota, and put on a couple concerts over the course of a weekend and have a great time. And I've always wanted to take it to the next step. I love music festivals and going to big ones. I used to live in Detroit Lakes in Minnesota and was a big fan of the 10,000 Lakes Festival once upon a time. And just getting older in life and not being able to go to stuff like that, I decided I needed to start my own.
Well, and
so
you know,
here we are.
Yeah, and you know it's great too, John. North Dakota is kind of an underground place for great music artists and everything. So I'm sure you guys get a lot of great stuff at the Prairie Pothole Music Festival.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of an isolated place up here, and it's tough for musicians to travel and get their name out there and everything else. And we really do have a lot of talented music and original music here in North Dakota, and that's what I'm proud to be featuring here at the festival. It's almost all the bands are original, and we got DJs, we got EDM music, we're going to have reggae. It's a lot of very diverse lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, absolutely. John Wardner, again, the organizer for the Prairie Pothole Music Festival, which is taking place, as he said, north of Animoose. So, John, I mean, how successful has the event been? Like you said, you've been holding it a little bit before it officially became the Prairie Pothole Music Festival. You know, have you seen a lot of success with that recently?
Yeah, this is definitely going to be the biggest year yet with the most bands and the everything like that. We've only ever had like just a couple hundred people show up, but we're hoping for a lot more than that this year. It takes time to build a fan base and develop something like this. It's a real word of mouth kind of deal, and especially our fan base are kind of word of mouth people, but we're looking for the kind of people that just want to come out and camp and have fun and listen to music.
Absolutely. So John is, again, the organizer for the Prairie Pothole Music Festival. John, this is coming up on July 14th and 15th. And like you said, you have a nice little mix of different artists and different groups that'll be coming in. Do you have any of those that you want to highlight that people may know from our area or may want to make their way out there to check out?
Yeah, definitely. You know, our headliner is John Wayne and the Pain. And a few of the guys are originally from North Dakota here. They're a national touring act. They're all over the place. They're playing Electric Forest this weekend out in Michigan. They go all the way down to California, all the way out to the East Coast. They get around. We got Boreal Gardens is another big band. They're from Bismarck here. They're a group of really talented local musicians out of Bismarck here, and really excited for their set. We got a band out of Minnesota called Iatus, and they're a really good band. They're a younger group, and they get it on the circuit out there, too. We're hoping to bring some of that our way. We're pretty proud of them.
Awesome. So, again, the Prairie Pothole Music Festival coming up July 14th and 15th, about 6 miles north of Animoose, as John pointed out. So, John, we got to get those details. Is there a cost for tickets, and what are some ways that people can get their hands on those?
Yeah, yep. Right now we've got tickets for sale on our website, prairiepotholemusicfestival.com, and also we have physical tickets you can buy at Nola's Lounge in Minot or at Rhythm Records here in Bismarck.
Okay.
There's also the ones you purchase online. You do get a physical ticket in the mail.
Okay.
But our online sales will be cut off probably on the 5th of July.
Okay.
Just to ensure that people don't have to worry about mail and stuff. But the day of the show, it's going to be $50
at the gate. $50
at the gate. $50 at the gate. It's $40 pre-sale right now.
Got it. So obviously you want to get them ahead of time so you can save some money on that. Is there a limit on tickets that you guys have made available, John?
Yes, we're only going to sell 1,000 tickets this year.
Okay.
So as it gets closer to the festival, you're not going to want to have to worry about showing up and not getting in.
So. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So again, John Wardner, the organizer for the second annual Prairie Pothole Music Festival taking place north of Animoose on July 14th and 15th. You got tons of other bands that'll be playing, John, and very exciting. You know, is there anything else you want to talk about, including the Prairie Pothole Music Festival or any of the bands that you guys have coming in?
We've got 18 different acts lined up. Ooh. Over the course of 2 days. It's pretty exciting. We got two stages. The one stage I'm building right now, we're just about done with it. Unofficially, it's probably the second largest outdoor stage in North Dakota.
Wow.
The only thing that could really compete is the Medora Amphitheater. Mm. So,
wow.
It just turned into one of them things. I don't know. We started building it, and, well, we kind of want it like this, and we kind of want it like that. And now it's getting pretty big, but it's also really nice, too, and it's going to be an awesome venue for music.
Yeah,
really proud of that.
Definitely. And, you know, people who may have not been up near the Animoose area, that's a pretty gorgeous area, especially in the outdoors area. So, I mean, I can't imagine taking in a concert in that kind of environment, you know?
Yeah, yep, it is, actually. It's a really beautiful place with lots of rolling hills and actually more trees than the typical landscape in North Dakota. It's a little bit different up there, the way the glaciers push the dirt around and stuff, and trees really flourish, and we have a campground full of trees for people to camp in. They're going to be protected from the wind and weather if anything happens. And
awesome.
It's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, awesome. Again, we have John Wardner joining us on Let's Talk About It. John, one more time for maybe those who missed it. What are some ways, again, they can get a hold of you or get their hands on some of these tickets for the Prairie Pothole Music Festival?
Yeah, you can visit us on Facebook. We're Prairie Pothole Music Festival on Facebook, and also prairiepotholemusicfestival.com on the internet. We got a nice, beautiful website, tons of information on there. And there's tickets for sale at Nola's Lounge in Minot and Rhythm Records in Bismarck.
Beautiful. John, we appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
You betcha. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Warren.